Rolly, welcome to Travel Writers Radio.
Thanks, Sue.
Well, it's great to have you on the program. Now, you've been described as one of the most exciting new producers in Rutherglen. How do you feel about that?
I guess rather complimentary, but I suppose quite humbling. The vision certainly to be with the winery to be quite innovative, and 14 years on, I suppose the word's slowly getting around.
So what are you doing that's innovative?
I suppose the narrative here since day one, and it started even before making wine, it was with the planting of the vines, was to use the more traditional varietals of Rutherglen and from that base juxtapose the wonderful traditional style with something a bit more contemporary. So it really is a narrative in juxtaposition here.
And what's the result of that? What are you coming up with?
So I suppose to talk to the notion of Juriff is the most suitable example. Juriff's a variety that's been in Rutherglen since 1908, and I guess these days is generally known as being a very robust style of red with generosity of flavour, firm tannin, and is a real staple of Rutherglen, and it's quite unusual because it's not broadly planted around Australia, so we consider it to be a bit of a specialty grape here. With that, I make four wines, one being a bone-dry Provence-style rosé. I co-ferment it with a white grape called Viognier in a Juriff Viognier. Make a straight Juriff, which isn't particularly ripe by any standards. It's more savoury, and I also fortify Juriff in a southeastern French style of medium wet fortified, which is terrific with chocolate and cheese. So for me, that's where innovation starts, and there's a few other varieties which I guess follow suit in that same breath.
What's your inspiration?
It's an interesting question. I often ask myself. My background's in graphic design. I was sort of trained in Melbourne and went through the tertiary education and down there, and ran a small business, sort of being, I guess, commercially paid to innovate and to offer a point of difference for people in with my skills, and that's naturally translated through to wine. I'm a self-taught winemaker, so there's never been rules. However, given we're in a wonderfully traditional area, respecting that tradition is really important, and is also, I guess, respecting the history our mum's side of the family has had, which is with the Morris family in Rutherglen. There's some wonderful tradition that exists here going back to 1860s, and that's part of what plays into this notion of juxtaposing tradition as well. So, yes, I think it's to be creative at all times is just what I've been doing for many years, and it's now translating into wine, which is great fun.
Sounds great fun. Now, can you perhaps tell us a little bit more about your name and how it relates to your family history?
Yeah, it's the name Scion, which is the name of our business, is really, it has two distinct meanings. One of which is pertaining to family history and lineage within family. It talks to the notion of the descendant of a noble family, and it goes back to the English Tudor times. And I suppose referencing the Morris history we have here is where that meaning is relevant. And really importantly for me, it's also a horticultural or a viticultural term that talks to when we're grafting onto a root stock, for example, and people out there have, you know, rose gardens or citrus in their front yard, where you're grafting on to the existing roots of that plant, the fusion of old and new growth, that's in fact called the scion, and that happens in the vineyard too, when we're grafting a variety onto a certain root clone for a certain soil type. It's this idea of where you have existing roots, and on that you grow something new, and off that offshoot, that's really the other meaning, and that really guides what I'm trying to achieve in the winery, I guess, in concept.
So how much are you making?
We do about 1,700 cases these days, and it might sound like a lot, but it's really not. We're not concerned with high volume, we're concerned with high quality, and for that, as growers and producers, we're looking for low yields where grapes can have every chance to get wonderful flavour, not compromising quality. And so the volume we produce is really small. It's all crafted on site. All the grapes that I use in my wine I grow, apart from two rows, which a grower grows for me, really, which is a real labour of love for him. We've got now 12 acres under vine that we manage, and it's the view really is making wine is growing grapes. It's setting up the winemaking in the vineyard, and given that's, I guess, the core philosophy here, we spend a lot of time outside playing with the grapes, and the results are great. So we're really, it's really a big part of what we do here.
I see one review described your wine as having less alcohol but more elegance. Is that what you aim for?
Yeah, it really is, actually. It's really lovely to hear that feedback, and I suppose certainly sums up what we do day in and day out when it comes to the start of the viticultural process right through to a finished wine at someone's dinner table or at a restaurant. Part of what allows us to achieve, I guess, lovely fruit intensity with relatively low ripeness is, and that I suppose comes down to finished alcohols and weight of wine, looking at these more restrained characters and, I guess, characters of elegance is really a big viticultural challenge and in part how we achieve that. And yeah, it's nice to hear that. It's certainly what it's about for me.
Well, you've done pretty well and you've picked up quite a few awards. Can you tell us about those?
Yeah, we've had some luck. It's I think awards are, I guess, for some are important. They're, I guess, a sign that the wine's not terrible, and that's certainly the case in with most wines that are awarded. But really, I'm passionate about people enjoying things for their reasons rather than those that are suggested, that others suggest you may enjoy them for. People, you know, often find us because we've had, I guess, success out there with awards, but I often like to say, look, forget they've got labels. Let's just taste these wines, enjoy that. And, you know, if you end up enjoying a few bottles to take home, then that's great. And hopefully they're exclusively for reasons of your palate, the way you smell the wine, the taste the wine, and how it resonates with you rather than, you know, having gold medals and trophies and stuff like that. So, but it is a nice little thing to have on the side, I suppose.
Sounds wonderful. We'll have to come to Rutherglen and try it.
Always welcome, Sue.
Well, look, thank you very much for joining us today, Rolly, and all the best.
Thanks so much. Appreciate the call.
Thank you. Bye.
Rolly Milhinch was talking with Sue Ahern there, and he is being described as the new star of Rutherglen, which is one of Victoria's most important wine-producing districts. And as he talked, he is from the Morris family. Heritage runs deep in winemaking in northeast of Victoria, and his vineyard is called Scion, S-C-I-O-N.